You can't play that card over and over.
So if I could just check with them, because I think it's, as the Parks Commissioner, I think it would be really detrimental to light and air and shade on the park. I think there would be significant opposition from Tabalaga Plaza. So if those of you who were concerned earlier about Tabalaga Plaza, I think that they would be very concerned about the change to the neighborhood. And I don't know that we're going to get high-capacity transit there in the next 20 years. It would be nice
to
do so.
Let's hold it the 11th. Give you the chance to have that conversation.
Thank you. There we go. Thank you very much.
We won't outvote you on your birthday, but we might still outvote you.
I hear that.
All right.
I thought I found such a good solution, though.
No, that might be. It might be. And you're right. And it is important to note that, this is a redevelopment project with a tenant. I'm happy about the tenant, but they're a tenant. Under Armour is a tenant. So their plans and the future of the building aren't necessarily the same thing.
Well, even more so, look at the whole area. Let's not spot zone that particular one.
Right.
If it's appropriate for that, then why is it not appropriate for others?
Yeah. There we are. Okay. Yeah, of course, it's a weird site. It's surrounded by open space on one side. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll get back to that one. Let's go on to 24. Southeast Henry Street, 5401 Southeast Henry.
So this was one that came up through the supplemental memos. It wasn't in our initial amendment report, but was introduced later.
It was basically at the dead end street. There's concern by the neighbors about public safety access.
Yeah.
So they want to keep the zoning at, or they want to go keep it at R5.
Right. They're asking that you amend the plan. It's currently R2.5. The reason this came up is this is one of the areas that's subject to whether or not the zoning, which is currently R5, should be bumped up to the current R2.5 comp plan designation. So it's a place where the comp plan has 2.5 and the zoning is lower. And the Planning Commission is debating the zoning question, but the comp plan is currently at 2.5. As you said, the neighbors brought up the issue of it being a dead end. Staff did go out to the site with the Fire Bureau, and there is a fire hydrant at the beginning of the street. It's not in this picture, the street is fully improved. So the emergency folks didn't have a concern about the R2.5 here, but we did get testimony expressing concern about the lack of dead end at there's not a cul-de-sac at the end of the street.
Mm-hmm. Just a dead end.
It's a dead end.
Can you go back to the zoning map for me for a second? So the parcels involved are all those parcels?
The one surrounded by the dark line, yeah. And so the amendment, the requested amendment would take those parcels back to the R5, which is this lighter color.
What's to the they're now R2.5?
They're currently comp planned R2.5 and zoned R5. So they're currently zoned R5, but there's a longer term 2.5 comp plan designation.
Yeah, what is this?
The larger lot to the east is, I believe, a church. You can see it
right.
In the
yeah, and then there's
photograph there.
a large, older, one-story apartment complex.
At the beginning of the street, right.
Occupying much of the north side of the street, the north side of the street.
So would that become non-conforming if we make it 5?
No, that apartment would remain R2.
Yeah.
So it's really just the rest of the lot. Another factor that was pointed out is that several of the lots are already flag lots. So the redevelopment potential on those lots would be limited anyway because they're already limited access.
Yeah, so it's the whole street's pretty fully developed, right?
Yeah, I found the testimony very compelling.
Yeah.
I support the amendment.
Yeah, I think I do too. Okay, are we ready to vote on this one?
Yep.
Roll call, please, on 24.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Some of these are easy. 25. This is Main and St. Clair. So this is the historic buildings currently being used as offices, right?
Yeah, Deborah Stein is probably better qualified to describe this situation for you. St. Clair Properties.
So this is the, there have been some offices located in these structures for a long time. They were previously approved through a revocable permit. And my recollection is that the provision about continuation of those permits is not, the rules have been changed about how to continue those offices. So we were first looking at a way to continue to allow those offices in the historic structure, but the R5 does not allow those. So if the uses were to be dormant, they wouldn't be able to be revived. So we were trying to look at a way to allow them, but with a code change. But I think our current proposal here is that we would just support the testimony, which was favoring retention of the R5, and let the uses continue as they can. If they go away, then they go away.
Yeah, plenty of time to work on the code change, but less right. danger of losing the structures.
Right. So while we were trying to be creative, I think that the testimony against that was the concern that the buildings might be redeveloped, and that was not our intent at all. We wanted to preserve the structures. So I think keeping the R5 is the best way to do that at this point.
So the office uses can continue as long as they continue uninterrupted, is that what you're saying?
That's my understanding.
Yeah, they're non-conforming uses. They've been non-conforming uses for a long time. If they keep operating,
if
they're
fine. If they go away and there's a lull, then they wouldn't be able to be revived.
For more than 2 years, right? Isn't that the...
I think it's 3 now, and we were even talking about continuing to 5. So I think there's still a possibility.
So one law firm...
You have to go away for 3 years.
Yeah.
Before you lose your...
If they were vacant, right.
Right. Okay.
So one law firm or whoever it is could move out in 6 months or a year and a half later, somebody else could move in, and you still get to keep using the house as an office.
Yeah. It's possible. The overwhelming testimony was to keep it at R5, including the property owner. So said, okay.
Okay.
It's possible that the economics of them reverting to residential would be favorable at some point, too.
Yeah, and that's not the hope. The hope is just that these are great old buildings and we don't want to lose them. So. Okay. Any questions about this one? This one might be easy, too. Okay, roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Number 26, which is several properties on Southwest 25th.
Yeah, let me explain this one. This is, again, one of the areas where staff had recommended some down designation from R10 to R20, and that's on the map on the screen, the crosshatched area. And originally, the square up here on 25th was part of that, and it was there were only these four parcels that were being down designated on 25th. And we had some compelling testimony that we hadn't realized that these had been subdivided already when we initially proposed a down designation on 25th. So an earlier staff amendment pulled the down designation off of this square and kept it only in the shaded areas. You got testimony more recently from this property owner wanting to also revert to R10. And the difference is that they actually have been R20 all along. So it's a little bit of apples and oranges, but they piggybacked on to the fact that we were amending right here already. So this southern property here is the question.
The northern one is already done?
No, the northern one is the amendment that staff put forward. The further amendment is to add the southern property to that list.
So both of those are incorporated in this amendment?
No, not yet. Only the northern one is the amendment as written.
Okay, so 100, 40, 46, and 48 are up there.
Those yeah, and you got a request to add 10500 to that amendment, essentially, which has not yet been done, but that's the request.
Isn't there any harm to doing that, in your opinion?
Staff would recommend it against because it's kind of in the middle of a longer forested buffer that was down designated kind of as a corridor. It connects the park to the left with a corridor that's more wooded to the right. So staff does not support changing that parcel.
Is that undeveloped?
It has one house on it in the picture, but the property includes a lot of the wooded area to the right.
So what's the development potential, a flag lot or something?
It would be dividable into two, I think, with R10, but not with R20.
Okay, but again, the amendment before us is the northern parcel, right?
The amendment before you, if you just vote on the amendment without any further amendment, it's just that square to the north, but...
And I had been interested in the southern parcel, but now you've explained it. I can see your rationale.
Okay.
So are we comfortable with voting on this one?
So vote without any reference to further amendments.
Right. So if we vote for it as printed, we deal with the northern parcel. Okay, roll call on that.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, 27, the first of a couple of Portland nursery properties.
So I'd like to actually refer this one to the 11th.
Okay.
Yeah,
do that.
Good call.
All right, and 28, Lewis and Clark College. I thought you said we were doing the non-controversial ones today.
We're starting to get into the hard.
We've sort of run out of those, maybe.
Drifted into some controversial territory.
They wanted to warm us up.
Yeah, it's working. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it matters, but as the sponsor of this, I would basically vote against it, having heard the testimony and sort of become more aware of exactly where this parcel was. I think I thought it was somewhere else on the other side of Boone's Ferry, so I don't support this amendment that I brought forward.
So you can just withdraw it, right?
Cameron?
You can either withdraw it or you can all vote right now.
Okay. So why don't we vote, or do you not want to vote?
I'll be happy to withdraw it.
All right. He withdraws it. 29.
Thank you, Commissioner Sussman.
Yes, thank you. 29, Southwest Gibbs.
So this is a
Oh, yeah.
An amendment that has two parts. It's one part was to change this from mixed-use dispersed to mixed-use neighborhood, and the other was to extend it to add the little tail that goes up the street a little bit further on Gibbs. This is the commercial zone node, essentially, beyond OHSU on the hill. That's what it would look like with the amendment in place. This portion right here is currently R1. So that this amendment would change that little section to R1, and it would change this larger section from the dispersed mixed use to the neighborhood mixed use. So it's the difference being that density and scale of development, the neighborhood would allow the four-story mixed use without restriction on size of retail, and the dispersed would allow only the lower scale mixed use.
The property is currently developed, right? It's got something on it.
There is something there.
What's the Homestead Neighborhoods Association's position on these?
They're against these. One of their concerns was the potential for the commercial zone, the more intense commercial zone, to be too big. Well, also, and that somebody could build commercial parking in those zones.
Oh, right. And they could, right?
Unless we were to do some sort of amendment to the plan district. There is a plan district here, so we could make a special provision to not allow that here if that was the only concern.
And so you're supporting this amendment, PPS?
Yeah. We initially support the amendment. That part of the logic of this is that it would allow more needed housing and commercial services up on top of the hill, so allowing that community to be a little more self-sufficient. It's hard to get up and down there.
Yeah, no, I share that perspective. I guess if there's some way to deal with the neighborhood's concern about the commercial parking, we'd like to do that as well, but I do think this area needs more services and more housing.
Well, can we just change the housing then? Why do you want the whole thing mixed use?
All but this tail is already mixed use.
So is already, you mean in the proposed plan?
Yeah.
Is being changed to mixed
and
use.
And the current, I mean, in the current zoning is commercial as well, so.
It's CM.
CM, so.
Yeah.
And what's the
PS, I think. The new area is currently R2 and would go to the mixed use here, so. And that came in as testimony at the request of the property owner, I believe.
It would extend for that whole block all the way up to 12th.
Right, just it would take one more block on the north side.
But, and Eric, how does the current CS compare with the two designations we're talking about, dispersed and neighborhood mixed use?
Let me just confirm what the current is if I check them.
Right now, there's kind of an older apartment building on one corner and then a vacant lot and then a house, right? That's what's right there today. On the back of it is sort of some more apartment. So it's an interesting mixture up there, mostly multifamily, right, in this mixed-use zones.
So currently, and this is the zoning map proposal I'm looking at, so it does not yet reflect any of these amendments. So if you didn't act on this amendment, this is kind of what it looks like. And it is currently currently storefront commercial in that area, and it would go to CM1 as currently proposed at the by the staff.
And the neighborhood supported that, right? Anton Beverline was here, as I recall.
I believe so. What they don't support is the additional extension and then the upgrading, which would allow us to consider applying a CM2 zone there.
Thoughts about this one? Do you feel ready on this one? I'm not sure.
It's very constrained up there.
Yeah. Well, do you think the original this? As we see it here, is that right?
I think that's right.
And not go farther?
Right.
So
see how that works out.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm kind of okay with that idea. We could take action on this amendment because this amendment would just extend it in that tail, not
change. No, actually, there's two pieces to this. There's right now, the amendment both extends and upgrades it, so you might have to modify the amendment to clarify that if you only want to do one aspect of that.
So just to clarify, Eric, the upgrade is, which part's the upgrade?
The whole thing, the whole polygon is going to neighborhood mixed use, which is the medium scale mixed use instead of the small scale. And then it's also being extended in geography with that tail. So you can, the current amendment, the way it's worded, does both of those things.
And the difference between the two is basically scale of development.
And the amount of commercial use.
But, you know, the reason we did South Waterfront was because it was recognized that the hill is really constrained, that adding a lot more people up there was probably not feasible. The more commercial properties you put up there, the harder it is for each of them to make a go of it.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, do people feel comfortable about voting on this one? Okay, let's take a vote then, please.
Saltzman?
So again, I'm not sure what the right yes or no is here. If I'm
yes,
supporting the consensus of the discussion here.
Yes would be to adopt the amendment to extend the geography of this mixed use and upgrade it. And no would be to leave it as is, which would be dispersed mixed use and would have the lower scale zoning, most likely.
Okay. No.
Novick.
I'm going to defer to staff on this one and vote yes.
Fritz.
No.
Hales.
No. Okay. All right. let's move on to number 30.
Number 30 was on the memo from Commissioner Fish dated April 12th. It was a series of BES properties, and his staff expressed an okay for you all to consider this amendment today because it's a fairly straightforward correction to add open or correct some open space designations on BES property. He introduced it as the BES commissioner. So you should turn to the Commissioner Fish amendment memo on it has a table on it, so you'll reckon it looks
that
like
in, is that in the packet?
It's in a, you should have a pile of amendment of the amendment memos on your table. And the April 12th memo that has, it looks like this, it has a series of site numbers and addresses and changes.
Yep, got it.
Sounds good.
We're fine with these.
Yeah,
fine with all these. Most of them going to OS. Okay. Any further discussion on number 30?
So is this? We're looking at this 84th, right?
Oh no. This is no.
The previous one. Okay.
We're still on number 30, which are all these BES properties.
Last check. Yep.
Basically, this is cleanup and correcting some BES properties.
Okay. Roll call on that, please.
Holtzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, now we're to the parcel on 84th, which is number 31, parcels.
So the original amendment here was this blue parcel in the middle of the screen. If I can get my cursor back, but you can see it. And that was to change from to R2 because it's got an existing 10-plex on the site. And so this was a non-conforming density minor cleanup issue. But we discovered that there's this one parcel outlined in red that is on the same street next door. And if you look at this next screen, is a shot from Google, and the street doesn't actually go through. And this red parcel is sort of an isolated parcel. It's the last thing that you can get to on that street. So the rest of the street is R2 except for that parcel, and the property owner came forward and said, doesn't it make sense for this last parcel on the street, instead of being an isolated R2.5, how about R2 there? This is a photo of the beginning of the street. You actually can't get down on very easily down the street yet because it's gravel, and Google doesn't go down there. But the site is essentially beyond the house you see at the back of this picture. So staff supports this as a fairly minor cleanup to just round off that blue on the map and not leave an isolated one parcel with unique zoning on that street.
That's vacant, right?
It's vacant, yeah.
Yeah, in between the apartments and the houses.
It's the same ownership, too, yeah. So.
Okay. Eric, is this the issue where the property owner named Stan Warnock said that he thought that there was an additional tiny piece of property that he wanted added to this amendment? R251426.
Yeah, so the property in red here that I've circled is the added property.
Oh, okay. I thought there was another tiny piece, that this is R251427, and Mr. Warnock was identifying a tiny little 0.06-acre parcel adjacent to the east side of the property.
That's what the red...
That is the red.
Okay.
That
is the red.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But in the...
just a different number.
Is this...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any concerns about this
That's
one? Let's take a vote, please, on Amendment 31, Item 31.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye. Okay. Number 32, which is F61, 50th and Hawthorne.
This was an area at the end of Hawthorne where we had suggested that we taper down the density after most of the traffic and the bus turns right on 50th there. And so you have sort of a separated street, and it gets to be a smaller scale street, more residentially oriented beyond 50th. And originally, the Civic Corridor, which is a fairly dense designation, had extended all the way up to that end, and the amendment suggests pulling it back so that the very end there, after you pass 50th, is would go down to a neighborhood scale. So that's the amendment. And then I believe Commissioner Fritz had raised a question about whether that should be the geography of this amendment or whether it should include the additional two parcels all the way to 50th.
Right. That was my intent. And then also to direct you to use CM1 as the zone.
Which is what we've currently proposed.
Okay.
So the as written, this amendment just covers what the black box is showing, and so we probably should make a note that you're essentially further amending it to be to 50th. So 50th is right here.
So you'd carry that purple CM1 all the way down to 50th?
Right. So this parcel here would shift, and this one here. And this one here is already developed, so there's
right.
not
it's
much
got
impact.
A two-story mixed-use building on it. It looks like everything right, between there and 50th is developed.
Right, they're developed, so there probably wouldn't be a change from other than you might discourage redevelopment of those sites, which in this case is probably okay.
Yeah, okay. Questions, concerns? Let's take a vote on that one then, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales.
All right. Well done.
Wow.
That's it.
That was our list for today.
Okay.
We saved the hard ones for next time.
Honestly. Yeah, all right. Well, you gave us a little bit of a workout today. All right. Thank you very much. We will carry forward the ones we carried forward and take up the rest of the agenda on the 11th. And we're adjourned.
Great. Well done, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. This was easy. Everybody be doing it. We do it more often than every 25 years.